Oneida County Executive Anthony Pacenti says the number of governments in the county is unsustainable. He renewed his call for consolidation in his annual State of the County address yesterday. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, this time Pacenti is planning to change the way the county distributes sales tax revenue as a way to help speed up the process.
Sales tax revenues in Oneida County are down by nearly $4 million, which Pacenti says strengthens his long-standing call for government consolidation. Within Oneida County alone, there are 47 government units and 345 taxing jurisdictions. He says that ultimately leads to overlapping public services.
The structure is financially and operationally irresponsible and unsustainable. If it were snowing, would you pay five different people to plow your driveway?
Pacenti's efforts toward downsizing government and reducing tax jurisdictions in the past have focused on trying to incentivize consolidation. A 2013 project offered public dollars to help municipalities pay for the costs of dissolution, and Pacenti notes that the villages of Bridgewater and Prospect have since dissolved into larger towns. But he says the results were too moderate, so he plans on using the county's sales tax dollars strategically to push villages and towns toward consolidation.
This current structure doles out dollars to all levels with no regard for economic impact. A new formula must reflect the needs and contributions of the larger governments.
The new sales tax formula is still being developed, yet the mayors of Rome and Utica have already pledged their support. The Oneida County Board of Legislators would have to approve the change. In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.